When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, guys, it's time for the half hour of power, which is the best show post show. 30 minutes of unscreened phone calls going 100 miles an hour. The usual crew is here. AP Mike.
How's it going, everybody?
Good.
I don't think my mic's on, is it?
Oh, it's on. No, it's on.
Okay.
You're good. Jason Gore, a.k.a. the dude who built the studio, the a.k.a. the dudio.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Congratulations on reaching the final run of Dead Dad's Club. The final one is the 24th at the UCB Theater.
Yeah, a week from today.
In New York. And Pat Byrne is here.
Hey, Tom.
How are you?
Good.
Doing good.
And special guest is Julie Klausner is here sticking around.
Yes, I'm sitting in Mike's seat, which he told me immediately.
Yeah, well.
When I asked if he was going to hold the mic, he said, well, usually I sit there, but that was the first thing I learned, that I was sitting in Mike's seat.
Down. Okay. There we go. No, that was... I tried to
ignore it, pretend
down.
That wasn't happening.
I looked down and I was like, this moment.
Yep. Did you hear me offer if you wanted to switch?
And what did you say, Mike?
I declined.
You did, like a gentleman.
I said
and
I
then,
was.
And then he pointed out that he was a gentleman.
It was really awkward for a second.
I said I was honored.
A second.
To give up my seat to her.
Just like Greg Dooley from Afghan Whigs said. It says gentleman on the bathroom door, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Not in masses.
It doesn't? What's it say?
We've got a uni bathroom.
Okay.
One for everybody.
Yeah, or or it's just for men, is what you're saying. Women go find.
Women have to use the men's room
somewhere, or they're just like, I'm going somewhere else to go to the bathroom.
I admit, I feel bad when women have to use the bathroom.
When they're like, "Hey, where's the women's room?"
Yeah,
and you're like, "What do you say?"
I say, "Well, we only have one bathroom."
Mm-hmm. And you're not gonna like it.
Do you say unisex?
No, I don't say unisex.
You say there's only one. And you ask her name, and then you say, there's only one Wendy. You use her name in the sentence. Just so she's extra creeped out.
You could boast that you have a gender-neutral bathroom.
Yeah.
That's not a massive
very
thing.
Very progressive.
This does not seem like a massive. Yeah.
Talk about how progressive masses
doesn't
is.
Doesn't seem on brand for masses. Yes.
Let's go to the phones. Half hour power. You're on with Tom, AP Mike, Pat Byrne, Jason Gore, and Julie Klausner. What's up?
Oh, hi, everybody. This is Jesse in Mount Vernon.
What's up, Jesse?
Are you still accepting calls for the topic of the show?
No, because it's the half hour power. Come on. Goodbye. Half hour power, you're on the show with AP Mike, Julie Klausner, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne.
Hey, Tom. Hey, panel. It's Jefferson from Texas.
Jefferson from Texas. What's up, Jefferson?
I had a question for the panel. What is the worst theater experience you ever sat through completely? But whether it be like the people or the general crumminess of the theater.
Cedar or theater? What did you say? Like
theater, like a movie theater.
Not like Cedar. Not like Seder. Not like that. No, okay.
No, not the worst theater you've ever sat through.
What's the worst theater experience?
Theater, like movies or like theater, like stage.
I'm
going to
say
stuff?
Any theater.
Any
whatever.
Theater?
Yes, that's what I say.
Yeah.
Probably one where I was on stage doing improv. Anything where I was doing improv or watching improv or near improv.
What's the worst time you've looked at the being on stage and looked at the audience and went just like,
What's the point? Yeah. Why aren't I just, like, on the couch right now with my cat, like, yeah. watching my DVR? And...
But then you're just like, blah, 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 blah. You're like, you're still in the thing, doing it.
Yeah,
you're still performing.
Your voice is still talking while your brain is like, mm-hmm. I could have ordered food.
Mike, worst theater experience.
Can this include, like, a concert at a theater?
For you, yes.
Okay.
Crack it open.
Well, I went back in my hippie youth. I went to a, believe it or not, the bill was David Bromberg and Peter Allen was the opener, which is like a weird, who set this up? You
that,
know?
That sounds like a manager set that
yeah,
up. Like,
yeah.
We also yeah. knew this other guy.
So you can imagine everybody was there, all the hippies were there to see David Bromberg. And then Peter Allen comes out with, you know, I go to Rio. And I thought the crowd was going to lynch him. I mean, it was getting real bad, you know. And I'm like, oh, what's going to happen here? Because I don't like to boo no matter how bad something is.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And at that time, Peter Allen's music, well, at this time, Peter Allen's music doesn't appeal to me. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna boo the guy, you
Wait
know.
A minute. Have you ever seen Legs Diamond? Did you ever see the show Legs Diamond?
No, I didn't.
No?
No.
What about The Boy from Oz?
No, that was my one and only Peter Allen experience.
Opening for David Bromberg.
Opening for David
Bromberg. That's Robert. A good one to have.
But I felt, honestly, mm-hmm. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know the Judy Garland connection, any of that uh-huh. stuff.
But how does he, like, do a show? Like, does he have just a band
piano?
Playing?
Does he play piano?
Oh, he had
piano?
A band, yeah. I mean, he did the full thing. I mean, he was, you know, very professional. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he didn't let up. You know, uh-huh. he didn't let the crowd get to him. So I give him credit that he did his thing with you know, a hostile audience. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was a weird experience.
Was he just like, I'm going to win these rock people over?
I you know, like, I think he had enough confidence in his performance that mm-hmm. he thought maybe he could win them over with his professionalism.
Sure.
But it didn't quite happen.
Pat, worst theater experience?
Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes.
Okay.
Wellmont Theater. Years ago, I took my dad because he's a big Bruce Springsteen fan, mm-hmm. as am I, and I bought tickets for his birthday. I'm like, oh, well, it'll be in that same universe, and it was. We walked out. It was terrible.
Yeah, South. That's a tough sled to pull, man. Yeah. Southside Johnny.
And we were in the top tier. We were like far away, and mm-hmm. we were just watching.
That's probably those seats cost the most at a Southside Johnny show.
to be the furthest away.
Furthest away yeah. from the stage.
We were far. We couldn't be any farther, and it was still that bad. The breaks between songs were like 15, 20 minutes.
Of him just talking.
Yeah. Terrible.
Jason, worst theater experience?
I would imagine there's a lot of like improv ones that were terrible, but I remember an instance in college. I played tenor saxophone in the jazz band at Radford University.
Okay.
And my fly was down during the concert, and I didn't realize it. And the conductor did, and I don't think the conductor liked me very much, so he had me keep getting up and doing solo after solo, but only because my fly was down.
See, if that's what Whiplash was, I would have liked Whiplash. Like, if it were just J.K. Simmons being like, hit it, Jason, again.
Yeah, one more.
Yeah.
So. And meanwhile, you're just like, man, this guy's giving me this showcase.
Yeah,
I totally thought I was killing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Worst theater experience for me probably would have been when I was a kid. There would be these Saturday afternoon movies that would be like $2 to get into. Just all the parents just dumped kids at the movie theater for this, and the theater showed no respect to anyone and showed just garbage, just absolute garbage, because they knew the kids were going to see it. That the kids had no choice. These were like summer things to keep kids busy in the summer. And it wasn't even Saturday. It was all during the week just to keep kids from bugging their parents. Went to this one movie. The movie was so bad and was like strangely scary that like I wanted to like leave because I was scared. And then the theater owner was like worried about kids getting like hit by cars in the middle. He's like, you guys can't leave! You can't leave! And, like, he wouldn't let anybody out of the theater. Like, we want to leave! So that was, because I guess he realized the parents entrusted him with the experience. So it's like wanting to leave a theater, and this adults telling us you have to stay and watch this movie that was, like, upsetting.
Do you remember what movie it was?
It was a space movie, and I remember, I've tried to find it, and it was just one of those boring, like, actual, like, not a sci-fi movie as much as just, like, an orbit gone bad. And I remember the one guy's cord breaking, and he just was drifting off into the distance.
Is that marooned?
It might be marooned.
Marooned.
Yes. I think that's what I've found. It was called marooned. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. There you go. Thanks for the call. Half Hour Power, you're on the show with AP Mike, Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, and special guest Julie Klausner.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Not much. I just had this idea that I wanted to share ever since it was brought up on the show a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
And my idea was the Frankie Teardrop Isolation Tank Challenge.
You mean to be in a sensory deprivation tank?
Yeah.
People are still pushing this, even though I think
and listen to Frankie Teardrop.
In a sensory deprivation, like that would never. I would never.
Terry T would not be in favor.
There's two things I'm not allowed to do: grow a beard and go into a sensory deprivation tank.
Your listeners could try it.
Oh, look, they're welcome. The listeners are welcome. As long as they don't blame me for when the fuse blows in their head.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. Knock yourself out. Right? This is when the silicon chip inside their head gets switched to overload, to quote Sir Bob Geldof. Right?
Yeah.
Can't come crying to you.
That's a good karaoke song, too.
Which one?
I Don't Like Mondays. Okay. It's good. You can see no reason, because there are no reasons. Reason do you have to be told? What does it do you have to die? The worst.
Who gave up first, the lyricist or the composer? Like,
they were the same person. So they think they.
Okay, so mentally, like.
Yeah. Oh, that song.
They were just like, it fits.
Have you ever listened to that song, like, over and over?
No,
You should.
Should I?
Yeah, it's about a girl who shoots all her classmates at a school.
It's Jeremy, but for girls.
And then somebody actually did that, right?
Well, it's based on that. It's based on that incident.
Okay.
So it was not. It didn't inspire it, but it.
That's called I Hate Mondays.
I Don't Like Mondays.
Yeah. Mm, that's.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Because girls will come and shoot up your school?
Well, because it's like, I'm going to shoot. It's from her point of view.
Right.
Because
she doesn't like Mondays.
She said.
So that's why she's going to shoot.
That's what she said to the police when they caught her. She said, I don't like Mondays.
Like Garfield.
Yeah exactly. I don't like lasagna.
Garfield likes lasagna. He doesn't like
Mondays. Well, then somebody might be coming after Garfield with a gun. Somebody who does not like lasagna.
I think that's the takeaway.
One of the weirdest karaoke experiences with AP Mike, watching him do Streets of Philadelphia.
Yes!
My go-to song.
Your go-to song. Yeah. He did Streets, and then he did Hair of the Dog by Nazareth.
Nazareth, yes.
Yeah.
And his version, because it's like, now y'all messing with the son of a bitch. But Mike sang it as if...
I was just learning this song.
Halfway through it, he was hitting his thumb with a hammer. He was trying to like nail something. He's like, now you're messing with son of a bitch. It was like, oh!
I've since learned that Nazareth is like worshipped in Bayonne from a lot of my customers.
Really?
Yeah, big time. Sort of old bad metal is big, and it was big in Bayonne for a lot of my guys.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
Jason, what's your go-to karaoke song?
These days it's Just a Gigolo, the David Lee Roth version.
Sure. Does it go into I Ain't Got Nobody?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Julie, what's the go-to karaoke song for you?
I like singing Heart, like, but early Heart. Like, I tried to do Alone once, and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Why would you
You're not doing, like, Never.
Are you crazy? Like,
Never. No, never.
She did a great, which Glenn Campbell song did you do?
Oh, Wichita.
Yeah. That was really
good.
Yeah,
that's such a pretty song.
Yeah. So
what's
you'll
that,
do like
what's
you'll
that
do...
other Heart song that's a good karaoke song that's not
Crazy on You?
Yes, that? Yes. I love yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Well, that's a second that's Heart 2.0.
Yeah, that, mm-hmm. like early is
you're talking about like Barracuda and like
I still think it's a good one.
Yeah. Jason, we said it is. Pat, what's your karaoke song?
Four Non Blondes, What's Up?
Oh no, you're the one who ruins
I'll
the
bounce.
Party.
AKA
I'll
their only song.
You're the
I'll
one
bounce you.
Who ruins
yeah, it's
the party.
One of the worst
right?
songs ever.
Yeah.
You can't do that and you can't do Meatloaf because Meatloaf takes forever.
Has anyone in here ever done karaoke alone?
Yes. No. Well, with one other person.
With one other person? What's the fewest amount of people you've been in a karaoke room with? AP Mike?
I think I've been in... The only times I've been in a karaoke room is with you, Tom.
Okay. All right. Pat?
Yeah, I've only gone a few times, so...
Okay.
It's been,
Jason? Have you ever done solo karaoke?
Myself and the karaoke DJ at the bar.
In the karaoke. Okay, so one
you
other
haven't,
person.
Like, checked into a room.
I haven't checked into a room and just sat there.
I've checked in a room by myself. I did it one time.
What time of the day was it?
Uh-huh. It was like 12:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, yeah, I think I'll swing by the karaoke place after hanging out.
Before I go home, I'll just duck
for
in
like
and
an hour.
Do a couple of...
Yeah. And then I did that thing I always do where I rage. Weaved a story about why I was by myself. And my other friend might show up. And well, in that case, I'm going to say I was justified in that because that is the most, that's the loneliest
yeah, you,
move
you
ever.
You better have a story.
I'm here by myself. It's like going in proudly. Just me. Give me one mic.
Yeah, that's a bold move.
Well, but I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And I figured, what am I not going to go because I want to go? At what point
in
my life?
Did you sing anything that you wouldn't have sung in front of someone else?
Did I? You know what it was? I tried things where I was just like, man, I half know this thing. Just punch it in. And then you're just like 15 seconds. You're like, nope, this sucks. Goodbye. I don't know that song that well. Mm-hmm. Next one. It gives you, like, you have the liberty
you have
to do
the
that.
The remote, basically.
Yeah, so you're just
right.
like.
You're watching TV and alone and you're not worried about annoying someone
yeah,
else.
And I was there for 45 minutes and I was just like, yep, got my karaoke fill. Like, you realize when you're by yourself, you burn through the songs
yeah, you
really
don't
fast.
Need that much time.
It's not a concert.
Did like, you miss getting the feedback
yeah, it
from
sucked.
The audience?
Yeah.
I
mean,
yeah, I would think you would want that.
First
yeah.
of all, you realize your voice sucks. When you're in there
you
by yourself.
Because
all of a sudden you're like, and it's not like people just going, yeah, like filling that in. It's
singing
like
along.
Suddenly you're the only one hearing it. You're like, this is not, oh boy, you can't sing.
I mean, if you have a big karaoke party coming up and you want to practice and you want to go in.
I think that's worse.
Yeah.
I think what he did is better than that.
That feels like a ring. Like you're just like, well, I can't be bad in front of people. I'm going to just be secretly great at karaoke. Get in karaoke shape. No, if this was me, it's just like, meh, I want to go in here. There's not a thing. I'm going by myself. And I went in. And this was not a whole lot of fun. This sucked. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
By the way, if you were ever to be accused of a murder, like, that would be the worst alibi ever. Like, where were you at 30 in the morning?
Yeah.
You'd be like, I did karaoke alone. Yeah. They're like, and then they go to the karaoke bar. It's like, yeah, we have his credit card, but we can't prove that he was alone.
Yeah. That would be, that's like the plot of Legally Blonde.
Is it?
When she didn't want, I thought you were saying.
You mean the perm part, or?
Well, because she was admitting she had a.
Lipo, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. It's a secret shame that. You
yeah.
wouldn't want to use this alibi.
I would probably be like, how long will I go to jail for if I do this rather than admit in court that I went to a karaoke thing by myself?
And how was she murdered? Oh, is it a she?
Yeah.
It's always worse to kill a woman.
It is.
I know. I've been saying that to Robert Blake for years.
That's the name of that tune, right? I gotta eat at that place. I wonder if that restaurant still has his like dish on the menu.
Oh, it's the best restaurant. You can get a sauce. Can you imagine? Like, it's like there is. I know it's got a history, but there is a chicken that they do.
Yeah.
And it is worth it. It's really worth it.
He's not in jail though, right?
No, he's on Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
He was on Piers Morgan.
That's the name of that tune. We'll get him. Gotta get him in here, right? What if we got him in here? Would you do the show? if I, hey, Mike, Robert Blake is going to be here next week.
I would be surprised that you would even ask him to be here.
And what if he was giving you those eyes, like Lost Highway eyes? He's like staring at you. You're going to let good callers through? And he's like staring at you.
Yeah, no, he strikes me as unstable. So, yeah, I would not want to be around that guy. How about the Jinx, Julie? I don't know if I saw.
Oh, I love the Jinx.
You love
the
Jinx? Yes, I did.
And Tom, you haven't gotten to it yet.
I have not gotten to it.
But you don't think he did it. I don't think he did it either. I think he's being framed. I think it's just another rich white guy that everyone wants to catch in a... No, he's clearly... from the second that... Like, from the title credit. You see a photo of him, and you're like, oh, at least those people. He's killed at least those people. Oh, my God. Did you like it? I loved it.
Well... I didn't know the story, so yeah,
I didn't either.
I got caught up with it, and then, but I thought it was why wasn't he in jail before the final episode? I thought that was something funny about that. So
money talks. I'll tell you that you bribe a doorman to say that you saw Kathy that night, then you saw Kathy that night.
Caller, welcome to the Half Hour Power.
Hello there.
Hi, you're here with Julie Klausner, AP Mike, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. What do you got?
Just wanted to see if I could keep that ball rolling on the whole George Lucas is a creepy weirdo that you kind of dipped into a few weeks ago.
Well, what do you got, real fast?
Well, just the whole, it hit me. I grew up with Star Wars in 32 and always loved them and watched them. But the last time I watched Return of the Jedi, it just smacked me in the face, the whole, like, sex symbol, Leia, sex slave image. Mm-hmm. And the sexualization of... She's a slave, and it's disturbing, but it's played off as kind of humorous and fun, and
yeah,
it weirded me out.
Yeah, it is weird. It's creepy. The guy's a weirdo. First-class weirdo.
Right on.
Thanks, buddy. Half Hour Power, you're on the show.
Hi, this is Yonis from Columbia, Missouri.
Yonis.
Yes.
What's up, Yonis? You're here with Julie Klausner, AP Mike, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne.
Hi, everyone. I need to come up with a band name by Saturday.
Okay. What's your band sound like?
I'm not really sure. We cover...
Hey, you don't know what your own band sounds like?
What are you saying? What do you cover?
We cover a song by The Amps, Kim Deal's band, after the Between the Breeders, I guess.
The Amps, like Tammy and the Amps?
I don't know. It's a Kim Deal band.
Okay, yeah.
It's basically the Breeders.
Okay. Well, what do you want to know? You want to name your band?
Yeah, I've got some ideas written down.
All right, real fast. We'll all vote on the names. Well, on a scale, everybody will give like a 1 to 10 rating on this dude's band names. We can all just say round the horn.
I'm just going to say no.
Okay, you're just going to say no?
Yeah.
You're in cat judge
music
mode.
No.
Okay.
What
go
kind?
It's like indie rock.
Indie right. rock, okay.
Number one is the Jardines.
No.
Pass.
No.
Okay. Cult Following.
No.
No.
Nope.
The Pop Machines.
No.
No.
Drunk Yoga.
Oh!
What are you doing?
Drunk Yoga.
No.
Okay.
Drunk Yoga.
I'll say yes.
No.
No. Really?
No,
I'm on the fence.
Out of all of them, that's the best one so far.
Don't call yourself Drunk Yoga.
What else?
Okay. I've got Super Trash.
It's probably
maybe taken.
I'm going to say that's probably taken.
Yeah, that's the best. That's
2015.
Not, it's not great. It's not great, but
best
it's
one
the,
so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the Tweety Drops.
What?
It's too long.
What is it?
The Tweety Drops.
What is that based on?
It's a Sanrio thing, like Hello Kitty.
Nope.
Bad.
All right. Local advertisements.
Terrible. Worst one yet. Go back to Drunk Yoga.
Yeah. That was the second best. Still the second best.
King Shrimp.
Oh, come on, buddy.
No.
King Shrimp.
I mean, my favorite one was the Makeout Club, but that's been taken like a million times over.
Yeah, because it's better than any of the ones you said, and it's still not even very good.
you could well, make out
there are a lot
two.
Of bands out there, and most good names are taken.
Mm-hmm.
And big challenges.
Big challenges.
I've given up. I'm not
or big
listening.
Challengers.
Big challengers sounds good.
Yeah. Still terrible. Big challengers. What else?
I only have one more, and that is...
And it's the bottom. This is, now we're at the bottom of this list. Like, exactly. This is the one he thought of after Drunk Yoga and Big Challenge and King Shrimp. What do you got?
Well, these are the top 10.
Okay, well, what is it?
Sonic Bloom.
Sonic Bloom.
That's a band that'll never go anywhere.
Sounds... These are really the best names you could come up with?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your name?
Not very creative, I guess.
What's your name?
My name is Jonas Weir.
Why can't that be the band name? That's a good... That's better than...
Yeah. Why don't you call yourself...
It's not a solo
act. Yeah, but
act.
Alice Cooper had a band called Alice Cooper before he was Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you just call yourself Jonas and the Dartboards or something like that? Just any kind of, like, Jonas and the Picture Frames. Just any kind of Jonas and the blank.
The Shoehorns?
Yeah, Jonas and the Shoehorns.
Just the Shoehorns, I think, is
or,
pretty
or
good.
The Shoehorns. Mike's got it.
Even Dartboards is good.
Yeah.
Do people even know what a Shoehorn is anymore?
The Shoehorns are probably taken as name.
But not Jonas and the Dartboards.
Yeah.
But not Jonas and the, yeah, correct. Yeah.
How about Foot Powder?
Oh.
Oh, God. Mike just meant in general. Mike just meant overall.
Oh my God.
He just wanted your thoughts on Foot Powder. Call him.
What about Foot Powder?
That's one for the sound collage.
Yeah. Just you going, oh. What about Foot Powder? Oh. Well, what? Buddy, I don't know what to tell you.
I was hoping you would all have... There's a lot of great minds in the room. Well, someone might have a
you
better
call yourself
idea.
The, I don't know. What do you call yourself? Circus Peanuts.
Crotch Rot.
The Giblets. Like Giblets, but with a heart.
Yeah. Yeah. The Gadblets, based on
the
Josh Gad.
The Gadjot. The, yeah, something.
Bad name
the,
for this
the
guy?
Chunks, the Chunks.
Oh, how about...
It was the name we were throwing
Gad,
around.
Gad Company.
Yeah, well, that would be a Bad Company cover band where everyone's dressed
like
Josh Gad.
Yeah, and acts and sings like him.
Four Josh Gads on stage. Gad Company.
Yeah,
that would be the greatest.
You guys should call yourself Gad Company.
Gad Company?
Yeah.
So that's the conclusion.
Pat, band name for this guy?
Church Mice. Tomato People. I don't know.
Yeah,
tomato
people.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, bubblegum chewers.
The Gaggers.
Oh, God!
All right.
Oh, my God! Stop the world, I want to get off.
I don't think these have been taken. I mean, I think they're original.
It's like you're pitching yourself for... it's like season two of the Jinx. Just like,
like you need a new Jinx.
Yeah, it's almost like you're like, I might be up jinx. To something with these names. It's almost like,
you're like
I'm throwing
spelling
some,
out
yeah,
a story.
I'm throwing some pretty weird Loose. Stuff out here publicly. You might want to investigate further.
The Shoehorn Murderer.
Yeah, be like some guy be like. He started talking about shoehorns and then
the foot powder,
and then the sees. I think he has crossed, just like run through the computer. Has anybody been murdered at a shoe store? He'd be like, yeah, we found out these Payless. Four people have been murdered. Four Payless employees have been murdered in the last year in a pattern, in a circle around Bayonne. He wants us to notice him. The Jinx, too.
The Jinx, too.
Port of Call Bayonne. Right? The Jinx, too. Port of Call Bayonne.
Nice.
Well, buddy, I don't know what to tell you, Giannis.
Well, I think Bubblegum Chewers is my favorite that anyone threw out there. I don't know who said it, but...
I did.
Oh, you did?
No, yeah.
That's probably my favorite. I'll take that if it's not
ours. It's all yours. It's all yours. The Bubblegum Chewers.
Good luck.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Everybody, that concludes the half hour of Power, the Best Show, Post Show. Thank you to Jason Gore, a.k.a. Dudio. It's still not sticking, no matter how many times you try to make it stick. It's not happening. Sorry.
It'll work. People are...
It'll work.
Yeah.
Pat Byrne, thank you, of course.
Thank you, Tom.
AP Mike, the one and only.
You're welcome, Tom.
There's only one of you.
There is. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Yes. An AP Mike Army?
A clone patrol.
The AP Mike's clone patrol.
That's a good name for a band, too.
Yeah.
Clone Patrol.
Clone Patrol's an infinitely better name than anything.
Who will patron the Clone Patrol?
The Clone Patrol. And Julie Klausner, thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, we will be back soon. Keep listening to this show, and we have Best Show Bests go up every other week, which is the best of the best show. It was formerly Best Show Gems. Now it's called Best Show Best. Half Hour Power goes up. There's other things we're going to be doing soon going up as the second show that goes up during the week. And thebestshow.net's where to take care of all your Best Show business. And we will talk to you soon. And thanks for listening. Bye. Thank you.